Paul's writing to the Philippians, the third chapter, verse 13 reads, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." On those verses tonight, we'd like to use a thought or a subject. Don't let yesterday mess up tomorrow. Don't let yesterday mess up tomorrow. By God's grace, the Lord has allowed us to come together tonight and to share in a twofold service as we observe Watch Night Service, where we come and we thank and praise God for all of the many blessings that He has bestowed upon us this year. Service that is observed by the black church because it started in 1862. That time it was known as Freedom Eve. For on that night, black slaves and free slaves came together awaiting news that the Emancipation Proclamation became law. And on the first day of 1863, all slaves were declared legally free. So this service means a lot to us and for our ancestors and for all of those that died, all of those that suffered. We sit down and we read the pages of history and we think sometimes we watch those pictures on the television and we get upset and we get bent all out of shape because of how they treated our people. And sometimes we find ourselves getting so mad that we don't treat the other folk right when we see them on the next day. But we got to understand that that was then and this is now. And we just got to know that we got a lot to be thankful for. And you know how it is sometimes we sit and we watch those things and we'll say, "I wouldn't have put up with all of that." But yes, you would have. After enough beatings there on your back, you'd have learned how to, "Yes, sir. Yes, yes, ma'am." You know, we think we're all tough and we say what we will and what we will not do, but we can say that because we're living in a different era. We're living at a time when we don't have to put up with that, but we know that even out of all that our people have gone through and as far as we've come, we still got a long way to go when it comes to being treated equal and being treated like somebody. You can't get to a place where you get overconfident because you got a degree or you got a good job or you got a nice house or you got a nice car. It does not matter. If your skin is black, there's still somebody that don't like you. There's still somebody that's going to put a stumbling block in your way. So we still got to pray for those that are less fortunate. We got to pray for our young folk that don't have no earthly idea of what our people had to go through. So that's why the pages of history are so important. We got to pass it along and let them know that you are not here. Just, you need to thank God for all the freedom that you have. When you're able to go to any church house that you want to go to, don't you know when I began to look at those pictures and I read to where they couldn't even allow them to read the Bible. They didn't want them to be able to get together. Two or three of you better not get together. They think that you're plotting something. And how many of you know, well, a lot of us don't like to be by ourselves. We can't get nowhere unless we with our clique. But I'm so glad that I don't have to be with the clique. I can go somewhere now all by myself. And is anybody glad that now you don't have to go to the back door? Is anybody? And there are those of us in here. I'm old enough right here in Lexington, North Carolina. The time when you got your barbecue sandwich, you didn't go through the front door. You went on the side of Bex and went down there where they were cooking the food. You went in the back of Alexander's and you went in there and got your food. Even after those things changed and we were able to go over on what we call the white side, we thought we were doing something. And a lot of us still wouldn't go because we felt like we get faster service if we go on the other side. And then sometimes you didn't like to go on the other side because those other folks still look at you kind of funny. But then there were those of us that realized, now that I have an opportunity, I'm going to do what I can do because I have the right to go in here. I'm spending my money and I ought to be able to be treated like somebody. You don't know how far we've come, and we ought to be thankful that when we celebrate and we observe watch night service, we got a whole lot that we can see or watch out for. That's why the Bible declares men should always watch and pray. Good thing to have a praying spirit, but you better keep one eye open sometime. Because the enemy is already out there to grab you. The enemy is trying to pull you away from the thing that God has in store for you. So I'm so thankful tonight that many men and women died so that I'd have a right to stand and say I'm free tonight. Free and still bound. We feel like sometime that we done arrived, but you hadn't arrived yet. We're still on our way, but don't give up. We got to keep on moving forward. We got to keep on pressing toward the mark. When they got the news, it was reported that there were prayers and shouts and songs of joy as they thank God for deliverance and they thank God for the fact that now that they are free. Could you imagine in your mind what it would be like to have been bound down to the place to where you couldn't even look up in another man's face? Made from the same dust of the ground, just a different color on the outside. But if you cut them, they'll bleed red. We have a lot tonight to be thankful for. So I'm so glad that we are one of those churches that observe watch night service. And we need to know the meaning. We need to know why we are doing what we're doing. And for us today, it's an opportunity. Even though we are somewhat free, it gives us an opportunity to come and to say, Lord, I want to thank you because from January to December, you've been good to me. How many of you from January to December had some ups and some downs, sickness in your body, pain on every side, and sometimes didn't even know whether or not you were going to make it, but God allowed you to still be yet counted amongst the living, going to one doctor after the other doctor, and that doctor don't have the right diagnosis, so they send you to what they call a specialist, and they go and look at your body, and they tell you this, and they tell you that. All they're going to do is give you some more medication. But between prayer, between the spirit and the grace of God and that medication, you are still here. Don't get crazy and think you can lay that medication down because somebody has sense enough to know if I put these chemicals together, they'll do something on the inside of your body to make things to work a little bit better. So I thank God for my blood pressure medicine. That's why I'm not scared to eat pig feet. I already took my medicine. You're going to die from something, so you may as well die happy. We got folk walking around in denial saying, I'm not going to take this and I'm not going to take that. I don't want to be one of them. Now, you can get to a place where you take too much. And then you know your body. Sometimes your body will tell you when you done had enough. So when we come on tonight, all of us got a lot to be thankful for. Some of us got more to be thankful for than others because we've been to visit some of you, and I know that you've been through some things, but God brought you through. And I'm so glad that God is a healer. I'm so glad that he's a keeper. I'm so glad that he got those people called doctors and nurses that can do that thing that need to be done for your body to make everything be all right one more time. And we are trusting and believing that whatever you got to go through, trust God. We are thankful tonight. And so we here at Thou Chapel tonight, we are thankful that we are able to observe watch night service. And being that this is on Saturday night and tomorrow is the first Sunday, our people decided, along with myself, that we would have our worship service on tonight as well. And so I'm so thankful to be in the midst of a people that are able to work together and to allow change to come, even though we can yet stand on the firm foundation that has already been traditionally formed in this place. We're not changing no thing. We're just doing a new thing this time. And it gives you an opportunity, those of you that are going to get up in the morning and still want to go somewhere, all of the other churches that are open, you can visit somebody. You ain't got to stay home and say, I can't go to church because they had it last night. Maybe those of ours that didn't come tonight, they're going somewhere in the morning, so they didn't realize, I don't need to go tonight, I'm going somewhere in the morning. I'm not worried about them because God sent some replacements. Hallelujah. That's where you visitors came in at. God always sends somebody that want to hear what thus said the Lord. God got somebody that want to come and tell the Lord God, thank you. We can never allow the church door to close and not allow somebody to be able to tell the Lord thank you. One thing I found out, that if you got the real church, your church don't close unless you close. Because there are times when your body is so much in pain or things are going on and you can't come out to come to the church house. But how many of you learn how to have church at home? Some of you learn how to have church in the hospital room. Somebody learn how to have church even at the nursing facility. You can have church anywhere you are. You don't have to be in a formal setting. You don't have to have a choir, a musician, or nobody to have church. You can call on the name of Jesus, read your scripture, and begin to talk to the Lord your God all by yourself. And if you talk to him and you're sincere, God will start whispering to you and letting you know that it's going to be all right. All of a sudden, tears start running down your eyes. There's nobody there watching you but God. So you realize that I don't need everybody to watch me to have a good time in the Lord. Anybody in here got a real church down on the inside? Hallelujah to the name Jesus. But all of our ups and downs, all of our trials and tribulations, we ought to have a mind to give God some praise on tonight. We've had come tonight and we've shared songs and testimonies and we began to tell God thank you for all the things that he has done. At this particular time of the year, we also have those of us that when we realize that it's a new year, we call them New Year's resolutions. Now, I must remind and encourage you to be careful about making promises that you don't really intend to keep. And then don't make promises that you don't know whether or not you're going to be able to keep, because even though you got good intention and your mindset is that that's what I want to do, sometimes you got to check with God before you realize that I'm going to do this, that, or the other. If the Lord will, I'll do this. But just don't jump up and say, I'm going to be a better person next year than I was last year. And you start out before February gets here, you already done start acting a fool. Somebody is talking about what you're going to put down. How you going to put it down when it's still on your mind? It's a process. It's a process. And you need help to work that process out. You can't do it all by yourself. You need the power of God. And you got to understand that the Bible declares to us in Ecclesiastes 5. It says, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. So in other words, if you say you're going to do it, you ought to do it. The Bible declares, better it is that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. So it's better not to say it than to say it and not do it. But now, I'm not saying that you don't have the right to have a mind to change some of the things that you're going through. All I'm saying is be careful what you say you're going to do. Because sometimes we say what we're going to do and you don't really know how you're going to react to a situation until that situation is right before you. A lot of times you say, I wouldn't do this, but you don't know what you're going to do until that time comes. Bible also says in Ecclesiastes, suffer not that thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. So you got to be careful what comes out of your mouth. Either say thou before the angel that it was an error, wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thine hands? So God is listening. God is watching. And so you don't have to prove to nobody nothing about your religion or your relationship with God. If you know you're in relationship with God, you don't have to prove it to the preacher. You don't have to go down the street and declare and sound it off the rooftop that I'm saved now and I'm better than a whole lot of folks. All you got to do is just let God know that I'm so thankful. that you forgave me one more time. I'm so thankful that you allowed me another day. I'm thank you, God, because you realize that I'm a wretch undone, but you still keep blessing me over and over again. Be mindful of what you say and what you're going to do, because we are not absolutely sure we can always fulfill what we say. We have to do the best we can and remember the words that Jesus said when it relates to our intentions about starting things over. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things shall be added unto you. He is a God that will supply our every need. It's a good time that we are able to say that the Lord is our shepherd. You're able to have a relationship with him tonight. And to say that God is your shepherd. Then you know that God is such a loving God, and God is an unchanging God. God is the same every day of the week. We have a tendency sometimes to change our mindset. One minute we act one way, the next minute we act a little bit different. But it's been said that if we would just learn to take it one day at a time and just allow the Lord to go with us and to do the thing that only he can do. And then we got to understand that we can't put more on ourselves than we need to. See, when we put a lot on ourselves, where much is given, much is going to be required. So the least said, the less we have to stand up for. That's why the Bible declares that when we have to say something, don't just run off at the mouth. Every word that you speak, the Bible says you're going to have to give an account of. So the less that you say, the less that you have to deal with. We look at our text tonight, which deals with a man by the name Paul, who in time past, he was named Saul, the one who persecuted the children of God. The Bible tells us, if we would turn to Acts in the 9th chapter, it says, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest. Saul desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. He fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? So the Lord God looked at Saul and realized that Saul is a man that is going against me. He's persecuting me. He's treating the people that love me wrong. He's declared that anybody that say anything about God, he wants to bring them into bondage. We're talking about Saul in the power of yesterday. In his yesterdays, he was a mean man. In his yesterdays, he was a man that was not a believer. But don't you know God has a way to get your attention? God had to blind Saul in order for him to realize that I'm the Lord thy God and I have all power. And I want to let you know that God is able to change your wicked ways. You got to realize that when he was blinded, the Lord converted him, baptized him, and filled him with the Spirit of a mighty God. After he was converted, he began to preach the gospel and declare the goodness of God. He was one that had purpose, and he was independently proud that he was a child of the mighty King. He was a God, he was a man that believed that I used to run folk down, but now I realize that I was doing the wrong thing. I wonder, do we have any Sauls in here tonight? Even though you might be able to say that I got a new name. Now see, every now and again you need to get a new name. That there's some names that folk call you, but you might not be what they call you. But if ever you've been in a situation where you were going against the people of God, then there's going to be some folk that's not going to like you. When you talk about the child of God, God is not going to be pleased with the things that you say. So I want to let you know on tonight, you got to let go of some of your yesterdays. Yesterday, you might have been a liar, but how many of you know God can change the thing that come out of your mouth? Yesterday, you might have looked at folk in the wrong manner. Yesterday, you might have been a man or a woman that didn't care nothing about nobody as long as you got what you want. We got any of them kind of folk in here tonight? Long as I got what I want, I don't care about nobody else. Long as I got joy in my heart, I don't care if you're unhappy. As long as my family got food, I'm glad that I got something. I don't care if you're hungry or not. Anybody in here glad tonight that you got God on your side? Anybody glad that you need to learn how to get rid of a lot of your pride? A lot of us are too stiff-necked and we're too mean and we don't want to change. But I just stopped by to let you know tonight that I serve a mighty God. And I serve a God that wants me to let you know tonight that you better not let your yesterday mess up your tomorrow. Because I'm so glad tonight that I serve a mighty God. I serve a God that has always been right there by my side. So when I look here at this man by the name of Saul, when God changed his way of living, when he changed his mindset, he gave him a new name, and now this man's name is Paul. Paul began to preach the gospel. He began to tell them about how good God is. I want to let you know, when you get God in your life, he'll give you a brand new look on the outside. The things you used to do, you won't do no more. I'm so glad that Paul, after he got a brand new name, he realized that I'm a child of the King. I want to tell everybody some good news. I used to be one that ran everybody down, but now I'm a man that want to pull everybody in. I want to let you know, if you lift up the name of Jesus, everything is going to be all right. I just stopped by Powell's Chapel on tonight to tell you about a man named Paul that didn't let his yesterday mess up his tomorrow, for he realized I was a wretch undone yesterday, but on the day I'm a man that will stand for God. I've been working for God a mighty long time, and I don't want to boast and I don't want to brag. I've been one that's been accounted, and I know what it is to have a whole lot, and I know what it is not to have very much. But I'm so glad tonight that I know God for myself. I've been running down the road a long time, but now I'm going to do things in a mighty different way. He said, what thing that were gained for me, I counted them lost for Christ. But when I thought I had everything under control, Christ God began to work with me. For when I suffered for the loss of the thing that I did not have, I'm so glad that I found God in my life. I found out that if I have righteousness, that he would give me the power of the law. Through faith in Christ, the power of God, righteousness which is of God by faith. Paul realized I got faith in the power of God. That faith realized that when I opened up my eyes, for I've been blind for 3 long days. But when I went to Ananias' house, he began to tell me what the Lord had to say. And he said, Saul, you don't have to be what you used to be, but I'm going to tell you what the Lord wants you to do. The Lord wants you to change your way. He wants you to do things in a different manner. Now look what Paul said. He said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. See, I don't want to die and go to hell, but I heard that Jesus died and got up on the third day. He had all power in his hand. And I don't want nobody to get it twisted. I know I've been doing some good things. I done told some people about the Lord. But I don't want you to build me up on a pedestal. I don't want you to think that I feel like I'm all of that. Because if I didn't have nothing, if by any means I might attain the resurrection of the body of Christ, not though I had already attained, even though I was already perfect, but I follow after that which I learned of God, that I am a child of the mighty King. Brother, I count not myself to have apprehended. I realize that I don't have all the answers. I don't want to tell you about all of my accomplishments. I don't want to tell you about how many people I led to Christ. But all I want to do, I want to forget those things that are behind me. Is there anybody in the house got something that you want to let go of? You better let go of your yesterday. Yesterday you may have been drunk as a skunk, but God gave you a mind to get sober. God gave you a mind to look at things in a different manner. And now that I'm going to forget what's behind me, I'm going to thank my God. For when I look at what's behind me, I thank God that it's behind me now. I don't want to go back where I come from, but I'm going to press forward. I'm going to reach for the things that are before me. For before me is my future. I thank God for my yesterday. But I'm not going to let yesterday mess up my tomorrow. Because today I love the Lord. Today I'm on the Lord's side. Today I got my mind made up. I'm going to press toward the mark. I got my eyes on the prize. And that prize is heaven. Is there anybody in the house got heaven on your mind? Is there a time in your life when you were lost and you were out of luck, but God began to pull you back in? Let you know that He was your God. He's your leader. He's a bridge across troubled water. He's a bridge, and He'll make everything all right. I'm so glad that I got my healer, for God is a healer tonight. He is a keeper tonight, and I'm going to go to my God in prayer. I'm going to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. I hear my God calling. The Lord said, keep on moving forward. Don't worry about yesterday. Let yesterday be behind you. Don't let nobody let your yesterday hold you down for what I got for you today. I'm so glad. Oh, hallelujah. I'm so glad that I got Jesus. Anybody glad tonight that you got the Lord on your side? Anybody glad tonight that God gave you another chance to praise Him? Anybody come in the house tonight to give your God some praise? Are you glad that He brought you through yesterday and He got you here to this point? In about 20 minutes, He'll carry over to a new year. But I'm so glad. I'm so glad that I put those things behind me. I'm so glad that I got God. And everything gonna be all right. I got my mind made up. And ain't nobody gonna get between me and my God. I got my mind on Jesus. I got my eyes on the prize. And my prize is gonna come from the Lord. You can't have mine, but you can get yours if you trust God with all of your heart. And I just stopped by Fowl's Chapel to tell you on tonight, don't let your yesterday mess up your tomorrow. Don't let what you've gone through hinder you from where you're trying to get to. For the Bible declares, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not afraid anymore. Because I got the Lord on my side. You are never all by yourself. But all of us got God tonight. All of us ought to be pressing toward the mark. You see, what you got to realize, when you take time to look back, it'll slow down your progress. When you look back, it'll take your eyes off of what you got your eyes on. That's why when God delivered Lot and his family, that's where I wanted to go tonight. God brought me to Paul and Saul. But when I think about the fact that if you don't worry about yesterday, whatever behind you, let it stay behind you. God said, don't look back. Don't worry about what happened last month. Don't worry about how down and out you was in March. But look where you are in December. Look what God is doing for you right now. There might be some time throughout this year that you were so weak you didn't know what to do. But how many are so glad that God renewed your strength? God continues to make a way out of no way. God's way is the best way. And He will do what nobody else can do. All you got to do is trust Him tonight. And I'm so glad that if you just keep your mind on the Lord. Now, all of us got sense enough to know that you don't think about God 24/7. I don't care how holy you are. There are times that you got your mind on something else. Every now and again, don't allow the enemy to keep you distracted too long. Because you stay distracted too long, you're going to miss something. Stay distracted too long, you're going to mess up something. I like to talk and preach about food. Easiest way to burn up something to get your mind off of what you're doing. If you want to get where God is, every now and again, you got to keep yourself with some tunnel vision. You just got to keep looking forward. And that's why Paul says, I press toward the mark. And I'm not going to just go a little with a little force. But when I go toward my prize, I'm going to give it all I got. And I'm going to keep on striving until I get what I'm after. Don't miss your blessing because you took your eyes off the prize. Don't miss your ticket to glory because you were worried about what they say you used to do and what you used to be. You see, Paul used to be a persecutor, but God turned his whole mindset and life around. And he became a promoter. Are there any promoters in here tonight that will allow yourself to tell somebody that don't know the good news that I know a man that'll change your way of thinking? I know a man that'll pick you up when you fall down. I know a man that'll feed you when you get hungry. I know a man that'll heal your sin sick soul. I know a man tonight that have walked with you every step of the way. But when we were here last year at this time, whatever promises you made to God, I don't know whether you kept them or not, but I do know God kept his. For he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He said, I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. He's with us tonight. He knows your pain. You might be wanting to say tonight, you don't know my story. I don't need to know it. God knows your story. And when God looks and hears your story, he steps in. And he does whatever needs to be done to help pull you through. See, sometimes when you don't have the strength to make it and you feel like you done got so weak, God makes you strong enough to keep on pressing your way. See, I got my mind made up tonight. Sickness and in health. I'm going to still love him. I'm going to still praise him. And I'm going to still give him glory. I'm not going to allow the foolishness and the crazy things that I did yesterday to mess up what God has for me on tomorrow. Is there anybody else in here that feel like that? Anybody ready to receive your prize tonight? Anybody got your mind made up that I'm going on anyhow? No matter what nobody says, you're not going to hinder me. I'm not going to let nothing separate me from the love I got from Christ Jesus. You can say tonight, I've been through a lot. That's all right. Because your experiences a lot of time make you a stronger individual. Gives you that living testimony that God will do what nobody else can do. Don't let yesterday mess up your tomorrow. It could easily be done.